This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I am opening the phones up at the start of the next segment on the specifics of NORTHCOM and SOUTHCOM admitting their training for domestic operations and PSYOPs to condition us for military occupation. I know this was going on for a while, but they list Utah and Texas as hostile areas in the west of the country. We're going to be taking your calls, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, coming up in the next segment. I'd love to hear from active duty or veterans on this, especially first-time callers, folks, 800-259-9231 on that topic for two segments. Then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. It's a seven-minute report. It's on Infowars.com. I want to air about 5 minutes of it right now. Armed black militants prep for war, group chanting various anti-police slogans, including oink, oink, bang, bang. Then they claim they're an open carry group. Well, fine, I'm all for open carry to condition folks the Second Amendment's A-OK. That's our own PSYOP. But not to make it about killing the cops. And you see these poor police out there, the ones we talk to, definitely. I mean, can you imagine just walking up and shooting one of them in the head for no reason? I mean, this is just ridiculous. And it's all what George Soros loves to push, more division. Here's part of the report. Leanne McAdams and Chris.
Leanne McAdams reporting for Infowars.com. I'm out here at South by Southwest, and we just saw some tweets on Twitter. People were saying that the Black Panthers are out here doing an open carry march. So obviously we got to go try and find these guys and, of course, see what the people out here at South by Southwest think about a bunch of guns in their face.
Marching down the avenue.
They started the war. A lot of people like to say this might start a race war. But we would like to say the race war started when he brought the first black man of Sergeant Head in Africa and drug us over here in chains. Who is the real criminal? Who is the real gangbanger? When they drag our people, bust them upside the head, make them pick cotton, and build this country.
Please, tell us your manifesto.
Okay. So, essentially what we're doing here, this is the Huey P. Newton Gun Club, and we're just demonstrating, number one, our gun rights, and number two, we're taking a position against police brutality, which we say is the euphemism for police terrorism.
Okay. So what do you want to say to people who think that open carry and things like this is promoting violence?
It's nothing violent about bearing arms. It ain't anything doing violent. In fact, over 99% of America bears arms. And so that's not anything violent.
That's not
the fact
true.
That we're telling people that they do have rights, that's nothing violent
this
about
that. This
is not
open carry, though. About you're saying bang, bang,
they do
kill
have.
Cops.
And
it
what's been
it.
The response from all the people out here, probably a global audience, seeing, witnessing this happening, which is incredible. What's been the response?
Essentially, the people have been very supportive. We've been allowed to educate the people. And so that's our first and foremost position, is make sure people understand what and why we're doing what we're doing. And today's demonstration was all about dealing with the issues of police brutality, which we say is euphemism for police terrorism.
Hell, it's all again. Same old again.
I guarantee you the feds are running the truth. And a lot of people mean well, but just taught to obsess over something that happened hundreds of years ago, and everybody has oppression in their past. He got hit in the head in Africa. I mean, I've had racist black people attack me, run them down, with a blame all black people.
We never play with these people. Because you can pray all you want to, and when you get up off your knees, and you find that it's a cracker with a pin in the hand,
The cracker does it all. Yeah, right. Why don't you protest against the half of blacks getting aborted?
We haven't joined open carry Texas, and the reason is because their issue is primarily dealing with gun rights, whereas our issue is a little bit different. We're taking a position
against police brutality.
I think we favor some gun rights, and we do have some connections with that, but our primary position is against police brutality, fratricide, is an issue that exists specifically.
All right, folks, we'll be back. Stay with us. We'll take your phone calls on the other side. I'm Alex Jones.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around from tree to the ground, shutter from the sound.
The death machine
makes moment.
There's a paradox where I talk about the police and military on average being more aware of what's going on with the general public. Well, they are, because they're being put to the process of being turned into basically globalist stooges. And they also have to deal with the mainstream media basically using them for cannon fodder and demonizing them and taking things out of context, while at the same time claiming that they support them. That's only meant to put the police into their own little cult. And then the feds can come in and basically say, join us, and then we won't prosecute you and set you up with the huge anti-police capital that they're building up in the media and in the culture. You think the only abuse in the world is the police. And believe me, there are a lot of out-of-control cops, a lot of thugs, a lot of crazy people in society. I've talked to a lot of executives, a lot of folks, and they just say, public school principals, you name it. Craziness is just intensifying. And, I mean, I've run into the most arrogant, hateful, crazy police you can imagine. I've also run into a lot of good police. But the issue here is that clearly and admittedly, they're trying to start a civil war in this country and make every bad about local government and the police, while the federal government has been totally taken over by foreign interests and is preparing to finally implode and take everything over completely and use financial collapse as a tool of ruination on our journey to slavery. It's real simple. George Soros funds getting our guns, opening our borders, and going after the police. And then it's out in the news that he and Bill and Melinda Gates and others are investing in all the same garbage they claim they're opposing. They need us at each other's throats while they screw us over. But that's wearing thin. The establishment tried to sell Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton. They fall flat on their face. The establishment knows they need some new rock star like Obama to fool folks a few more years and kick the can down the road. The only way for the elites to kick the can down the road is to start truly reforming. But they don't want reform. They want to monopolize power and control for global domination in the energy race, in the life extension race, to control the future. So they'll redistribute wealth to control people, but they won't let free market go and innovation go because that might threaten their monopoly. The only way you're going to keep the power you have and have a little bit of it in the future is to divest centralization. Go the Renaissance route. Believe in humanity. Turn back against your eugenicist ways. Well, you've come too close to realizing your horrible plan, so I know you're not. I'm talking to your underlings who have been compartmentalized. We're here to decompartmentalize people in the corporate and governing systems. And believe me, they tune in and they are decompartmentalized. Because, no brag, just fact, I know what I'm talking about. I know the terms, I know the players, I know the game, I know the strategic long-term goals. You go pay $5,000 in New York or London or Vegas to hear top futurists and globalists speak, you'll hear exactly what I'm saying, but from their perspectives. I know a lot of billionaires and CEOs and people, and they listen to this show every day because they know I know what I'm talking about. And the reason I throw that out there at people is you ignore this information at your very serious peril. There are a lot of people know what's going on. There are a lot of people in the government know what's going on and don't want this to happen. But they're compartmentalized. We get enough people aware in the general public of what's happening, and the games won't work anymore. You think, well, half the public can't tie their shoelaces. It's game over, Alex. No, it's not game over. Because, sure, maybe half the public can't wipe their own hind end with both hands. Can't find their head from a hole in the ground. I get it. I'm sorry, those people don't count. The globalists tried to make everybody dumb so that only they would count. But if we're on the other side awake, the fact that the general public can't tie their shoelaces only makes us stronger as well because we are the largest minority. People that are aware of the globalist paradigm. And that's why they're desperate to get the dumbed-down masses fighting with each other to think that that's the reason they're losing their house and losing their job and things are going to hell in a handbasket. They need to think it's because Whitey did it, or Black did it, or Hispanics did it, or the Easter Bunny did it. No, the globalist social engineers are the author. And if the public ever figures that out, it's game over. Game over, man, game over. And that's why they're pulling out all the stops. And I know they've miscalculated speeding up their time frame.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Yeah, it's game over for the globalist. They have really pushed it so far and have lost the narrative and have really, they got a crude term for it about something to the pooch, but I'm not going to say it. I said it yesterday. The dog won't hunt. The bird won't fly. The boat won't float. I've looked at it. I've seen history. I don't care how much high-tech gadgetry you've got, how much propaganda you've got, how much poison you put in the water. Humans are designed to adapt and overcome. And you may stun 50% of the public. But out of that other 50%, there's going to be a large percentage of those people that are going to actually get more intelligent, more vicious, more aggressive under your attack. And all your studies show that. You fully know that. So There's very few globalists and hundreds of millions of people worldwide that know exactly what's going on. And let me tell you, as you start putting the screws to people, there's going to be more. I want to go to your calls. Ron, Veteran, Kevin, Bob, and Brenda. We're going to go to all of you before Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. Let me see who we should go to first. Again, DOD is designating Texas the enemy in training drills in the Southwest. Where should we go first? Let's go to Ron in Texas. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
That's just all coming out in the open, brother. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Less than an hour ago, I was driving on I-10 and saw one of those black helicopters, no markings, stealth helicopters, fly over I-10, probably about 200 feet off the ground. Slow, real slow. And there's no military base around there.
Yeah, what they're doing is they admit conditioning us for military occupation in the future.
Yeah, because Texas is a, quote, hostile state, right? So, yeah, they're already doing it. It's already coming, man.
Yeah, Texas wants prosperity and wealth and freedom and self-defense and security, and everybody's running from California and New York as fast as they can here, so we're the enemy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we're even that good. We're just not total scum.
Right. And we don't lay down like California does.
Well, they know. What really scares them is they know the Texas government, and I know this as well, is getting hardcore. Because they've all been brought in and told, join with the New World Order. And they're like, the globalists are scared of Texas because Texas could lead the rest of the country.
Exactly. Yeah, they're scared. I mean, that's why they put us high priority, hostile state. You know, that's why we're in the red, because they're scared of us.
And they got Utah on there, too, because they know Utah's whole cosmology is about a globalist takeover and a federal takeover and how to fight it. And, I mean, you know, good luck. I mean, Utah has infiltrated the entire government. I mean, the feds are scared of the Mormons. Good luck. The Mormons already infiltrated everything. And, I mean, the Patriots have infiltrated everything. I mean, the New World Order's got a big problem. God bless you. Appreciate your call, Ron. Rob in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. For once, I'm actually on topic. This is a companion memorandum that I actually sent to Show Tips at InfoWars just today. And it is Department of Defense Instruction Memorandum Number 132228, Realistic Military Training Off Federal Real Property. It's a 21-page document that I sent to you. And the interesting thing is on page 21, they're assessing the risk levels, and the risk levels are based upon media visibility and the possibility of legal liability from low to extremely high. And extremely high says loss of ability to complete training or probability of the occurrence of a significant negative incident, probably meaning media exposure, negative media exposure, and so forth.
Sure, they mentioned that a little bit in the other document. They're talking about coverage, people seeing it for what it is. Absolutely, and part of the PSYOP is how to counter that.
Right.
Guys, look up Pentagon Memorandum 13228. What's the specific header? Is it U.S. Army Special Operations Command and Unclassified FOU?
Something like that. Realistic Military Training, RMT, Off Federal Real Property, Department of Defense Instruction, number 132228.
Department of Defense Instruction.
DCIT.mil.
Okay, yeah. Anything else?
That's it. Thanks for the...
Why do you think they list Texas and Texas and Utah?
Well, because that's probably where they have the highest incidence of preppers and people that are actually prepared and awake and know what's going on. And I have a lot of my family that's Mormon, and they generally recommend they have at least a year's supply of food. And so
there's the bottom line. Anybody self-sufficient is the enemy.
Right.
Anybody not on welfare is the enemy.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Rob. Let's jam in one more. Kevin, you're on the air. What's your take on this as a vet?
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you for what you do. Hey, listen, you know, he's right on. You guys are right on with this whole thing because, you know, what they're going to do is they're going to come in here and they're going to show us that they're just going to violate posse comitatus right in our faces. Okay, they're going to try and get us to acquiesce to that, and they're going to make us think that we have to. You know, they're going to show. They're going to be rubbing this in our faces. This is crazy. Everybody should be out protesting this. And there's, I'm in California. I'm sorry. I was born and raised here. You know, it used to be a beautiful place. We used to have gun ranges all over the place. We used to go shooting. I grew up shooting. It's crazy what's happened here. The laws have just gone completely awry, and in a big way, because...
Well, that's what you do first, is you capture both the coastlines, and then you take over the country. You invade from the south using third world populations. And you, I mean, that's it. You shut off the energy sources. You divide the people that are in the country. You win. That's how you take down a nation. We're seeing a military PSYOP takeover. And again, the PSYOP's pointed at the military to condition them this is all normal. Remember, the globalists say their number one enemy is the military. Kevin, stay there. I want you to finish up your point. We'll go to Brenda and others.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
You can prevent being the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation, a highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market, sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy-to-use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Wild-crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
As the New World Order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Yeah.
Kevin in California. You were finishing up your point. I'm going to go to Veteran. Clarence, Tom, John, I think Becky are hung up. Kevin, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Yes, Alex, I was just going to say, first off, real quick, I was just going to say, to see how minuscule, how little it is. I mean, I'm in a little place here. I live in California, just like AJ said. I'm right down the street from AJ. I see, and I've taken pictures of these vehicles. There's a building that they've occupied around the corner here, and it hasn't been occupied for a long time. And I started seeing these weird cars. It's had DOT, LA DOT plates on them. And I found out that's Los Angeles Department of Transportation. I looked at the placard inside, and I took pictures of it. And I have them. The placard says, United States Federal Government Healthcare Law Enforcement Services. And then there's another badge in there that says HSI. And these guys are running around, you know, in this class, it looks like, in their little Chevy vehicles outfitted with police lights, the whole nine yards. And they're out there.
They have unlimited fiat money backed up by our taxpaying money, and they are just proliferating the takeover. It's Agenda 21. It is hellish what they're planning. Send us the photos and a brief write-up. We'll use your name if you want it. We'll do a story about it that's very newsworthy. Show tips at InfoWars.com. Amazing. In fact, I'm aware of those forces they're preparing. They're getting contingency plans for collapse. Mercenaries at Social Security offices, they're gearing up for something big, folks. Thank you so much, Kevin. And they know Texas won't go along with a gun confiscation, or Utah. We're going to be invaded. They want to start a civil war. We're like French that didn't go along with Hitler. We're the bad people. We're the terrorists, folks. They're going to blow stuff up and say we did it. Veteran in California as well. What's your take on this? You want to bring up multi-state military training. I mean, that's admittedly coordinated between eight states. Admittedly, for America, it's unprecedented. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, be careful. I think you're coming out here in about a week. You're coming out to the insurgent pocket of Southern California. Well, I want to welcome you in about a week's time to the insurgent pocket.
That's right. There's only an insurgent area in Orange County there. They list that as terrorists as well. Can you believe they list conservative libertarian areas as terrorists?
I think it's Orange County and San Diego. It's the southern part of Southern California where you have a lot of veterans.
Yeah, let's show them a document cam shot, guys. You know, that's a point you make. I guess that's the only conservative area.
It could be. But you know what? I think as this thing progresses, they're probably going to war game stuff to make places with lots of veterans, like various places in Arizona and maybe even New Mexico. They're going to start to turn red, I'm sure, during this, if they run this little exercise like I think they would. And
notice it's all inverse. They're calling the Patriots the red. You know, like, we're the commies. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, maybe it's not the folks that the guys that would oppose the third term of Barack Obama, but maybe it's the folks that would oppose something like actually what they're drafting right now, which is it's basically from Department of Health and Human Services. It's the National Adult Immunization Plan. Like, if you're
going
to go against that, maybe you need to be rounded up, or maybe.
Sure, they can release a bioweapon or a stimulant and use that. They got a lot of ways to skin the Republic.
Right. Well, anyways, I found on the site that there's actually, it looks like we've got about three days left for those that want to make a public comment for or against this draft legislation that they're coming up with on the adult immunization plan. Who knows? Maybe you can make a contest out of it. People can.
Yes, I mean, I knew that was going on, but send me a link to the public comment. I guess that'd be with the FDA.
It's Department of Health and Human Services, and it's not quite easy to get to. But I can
Send me a link to showtips at InfoWars.com. Thank you, sir. Veteran, but imagine if 20 years ago you were told they'll have military drills to suppress the population and list libertarian conservative areas as enemies. I mean, this is so illegal. I mean, it's so evil. But who would have thought the president would open the borders up? I mean, it's happening. It's happening.
Yeah, it sure is, and be careful, because you're going to be in a fellow red zone when you come out here in a week.
I already live in the middle of the red zone. Are you kidding? Oh, boy. I'm going to be speaking at Cal Jam. Yeah, and most of the tickets are sold. There's still some left. The banner's on Infowars.com. You can sign up there as well and see the video stream of the two-day event. I promised a year ago to go. There's some great folks out there, and it'll be good. And I might be on Joe Rogan's podcast, too, when I'm out there if that lines up. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with our guests and more calls. We'll get Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' take on all this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit from Barton Publishing. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at diabetesfree88.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at diabetesfree88.com. Reverse your diabetes today at diabetesfree88.com. That's diabetesfree88.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet colloidal silver exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
We're going to be talking to our guest, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, father of Reaganomics, best-selling author, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former deputy head of the Department of Treasury. Assistant Secretary, we're going to talk about the huge developments in Russia, China, what's happening to the world economy, Federal Reserve announcements, and more, one of the top 10 living economists, according to Forbes. Before we do that, please remember we're listener-supported. We don't get $450 million a year like NPR, Rockefeller money, and then a bunch of other taxpayer money and beg for money every hour like NPR to push propaganda. We don't get billions in stimulus money like MSNBC. We sell high-quality pro-Second Amendment T-shirts. We sell high-quality supplements. We sell high-quality water filtration systems to cut out the glyphosates and fluoride. We sell high-quality shortwave radios, really high-quality non-GMO seed banks for everything from fruit trees down to tomatoes. I mean, just the very best seed banks. Now's the time to get those. We have the major eight manufacturers, suppliers of heirloom seeds that Monsanto and others have been trying to buy up. We have the lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, I advertise everything on the site. At the lowest level, you're allowed to sell stuff from distributors. They make you sign contracts. But I have in the contracts that twice a year I can offer discounts. And the contracts all pretty much agree 10 to 15%. And I push it a little bit, I'll be quite honest with you. But the point is, this is the lowest you'll get them. We sell some of this stuff lower than Amazon. But plus, you're shopping with the Patriots and funding our operation. Get the high-quality heirloom seeds. Plant them. It's fun. Whether you live in the city or wherever, go out in the, you know, go out in the park and plant them. A lot of folks are doing that on the right-of-ways, whatever. It's just fun to do. Get the high-quality supplements, all of it, 10% off with promo code SUPER for the super sale at checkout, 10% off your total. And that's on top of stuff like DNA Force and other amazing supplements that are already 30% off. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. You fund the operation and for supporting our local AM and FM affiliates and their sponsors as well. Now, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was the former Assistant Secretary of State, the former head editor of the Wall Street Journal, and, of course, a best-selling author on many of the top think tanks in Washington as well. So he's, you know, a big former insider. And he has talked a lot about the fact that there is insanity by the ruling elite. He was involved in the collapse of the Soviet Union and negotiating that with them. He's warned that Russia may use nuclear weapons. Well, they came out, Putin, last week and said that we were preparing to use nuclear weapons if you continue to send in armor to attack us. Cracks in Washington's empire, Washington's EU vassals might be finding their backbone. Roberts reported on this on the 18th. A day later, it was in AP, Reuters, everywhere, basically the same headline that a whole bunch of countries, Switzerland, Luxembourg, South Korea, Japan, Australia, and others joined, and also Britain, Germany, France, and Italy, to get into the Chinese-led Asian Investment Bank. But some of the elite over here are investing as well. So this is a big deal. It's a challenge to the IMF and World Bank to dollar hegemon that the globalists have been using to abuse U.S. power and really destroying it long-term in the process and destroying our soft power, to quote Roberts. So, Roberts, I'm going to shut up. You got the floor for the next 10 minutes or so, and I'll come back in with some other areas I want to get into. But it does look like some of the first cracks in the bravada, in the chutzpah. How big a deal are Putin's announcements about nukes, and how big a deal is the situation, and how does that tie into Yellen saying we may raise rates a little? What's really going on?
Well, as you know, Alex, a great deal is going on. The Chinese, by bringing out this new Asian investment bank, are in the process of displacing Washington's Asian Development Bank. Washington uses development banks, whether the Asian one or the World Bank or other of its financial creatures, such as IMF, to impose its financial and political hegemony on other countries. China is much more clever and has created this new bank in order to actually help countries and build friendships and to build trust. And no one any longer trusts Washington. They know that it's a bully and that whatever it holds out to you is just the harness to put you in. So the surprising development was the rapidity with which American puppet states like Great Britain, I mean, Great Britain is a total American puppet state. They never make a decision without asking Washington what they should decide. And yet Britain accepted this despite Washington's warning and opposition. So did France, Germany, and Italy. And then Australia and South Korea, which initially had turned down the Chinese invitation to join, as a result of Washington's pressure on them, are now reconsidering.
What's precipitating this?
I think what's precipitating it is Washington is now so reckless. It's so full of arrogance and hubris. It really is a megalomaniac. And the world's beginning to realize that they're under threat of destruction by the incessant lies coming out of Washington about war, particularly with regard to Russia and to China. These incessant lies about Russian invasions of Ukraine, about a pending Russian invasion of the Baltics and Poland. And they realize that Washington is so out of control in its own mind that its power is slipping, that it's going to drive the whole world into war in order to try to prevent the rise of Russia and China. And so they're showing a move away from this control. They're trying to show that the empire's alliances are shaky and that Washington needs to pull in its horns and back off. I think that's really what's going on. In addition, the financial interests in those countries have to be disturbed by the massive creation of money and debt in the United States. You know, the money and debt in the last 6 or 7 years has grown many multiples times greater than the gross domestic product that has to support that money and debt. And so the whole notion of Washington as some sort of a financial safe house is diminishing. When you look at China, is really the only country in the world that has massive independent reserves. It's the soundest financial system there is. And so I think they're saying, hey, look, we better remember that we can go down with the Americans if we don't make some sort of hedge against our American bet.
And those hedges can expand quickly. Putin's now called for a Eurasian currency union as well. So this saber rattling is forcing people out of very compliant stance they were in just 6 years ago into a obstinate stance.
You summed it up very well, Alex. That's exactly what's happening.
What's wrong with Washington? Because it's now national news. Drudge Report picked it up. Official Army document, it's public, says they list conservative areas, libertarian areas of California, Texas, and Utah as areas they think might have an uprising, and they're having a joint forces command training to take on domestic groups. And they list Texas as an enemy hostile. I mean, this is reaching Twilight Zone proportions. Who in the world would train the Pentagon and then publicly put out? I mean, we know the Pentagon had plans to invade Canada, but that doesn't mean they're going to do it. But they're actually training in huge military operations coming up this summer to basically invade Texas.
You mean in the event of instability?
Yes.
Economic collapse and some sort of, yeah. Well, we'll find out how tough Texans are. You know, Texas is a big place, kind of like Afghanistan. And if after 14 years Washington couldn't defeat a few thousand lightly armed Taliban, it's not likely to defeat the Texans. But we'll see what happens. Clearly, as you say, Washington is insane. They're unstable. They're mentally unstable. They're not just psychopaths.
Well, clearly they're insane drawing up war plans on Texas.
And Utah. See, yeah. Look, what does Utah Senator Orrin Hatch think about this?
There's never anything out of any of them.
War plans against his home state. What do the Texas senators say? What does George W. Bush think? There he is sitting in Texas. And Washington is drawing up plans to invade Texas. Will he be a victim too?
Well, remember 3 years ago when the legislature passed in the House unanimously that they would indict people for groping at the TSA, and then they, before it passed the Senate, it was in the AP, they said, we'll put F-16s in and embargo aircraft. The immediate response was the same thing that started the Civil War, a blockade. That shows the hubris. You used to be in Washington at the highest levels. How has it changed since you were at the highest levels?
It's a different country, Alex. It's a different country. It's nothing like what it was like when I was there. I mean, not that it was any kind of idealistic place. There was a lot of corruption and cowardice and scheming and illegality and immorality. But compared to what it is now, it was like heaven. There's no...
What was Ronald Reagan like, who you knew, I guess, pretty good from what I've read, and he credited you for Reaganomics. What was he like versus what we have now?
Well, he never would have done any of this stuff. He respected the Oval Office. He respected the Constitution. The kind of bad things he got roped into doing was part of forcing the Soviets to negotiate the end of the Cold War. For example, Grenada, Nicaragua. The neocons in the government, before he fired them, told him that you can't let there be a left-wing takeover in the Caribbean or in Central America because it will encourage the Soviets. And you'll never get them to negotiate the end of the Cold War. Well, that was his main goal, to end the Cold War and to cure the stagflation. And he said you had to first fix the economy so he would have the resources with which to threaten the Russians and drive them to negotiate. And so the kinds of bad things he got looped into doing, roped into doing, was the neocons using his main goal to achieve some of their end.
As the head of policy at the Treasury, number two guy there, sitting down with Reagan, how were you able, over all of their objections, able to get him to take on your economic plan that did create one of the biggest booms we've seen in the last century?
Well, actually, he took it on before he got into office as part of his campaign. And when he got there, he realized he was going to have a hard time getting it out of his government. And so he appointed me to get his program out of his own government so it could be voted on in Congress. So I didn't have to sell him on anything. He was already sold on it, and he put me in charge of it because he knew I was committed to it.
What would Ronald Reagan think today if he was seeing all this?
Oh, he would think that we had been taken over by the Nazis or something. He would be astonished. He wouldn't be able to understand it. He would say, this is not my country. You know, look, what the United States has been doing the entirety of the 21st century is murdering people. I mean, the United States has become murder incorporated. It murders people. All it does is murder people. It's seven or eight countries that have been repeatedly invaded, bombed, droned. Some of them are in total ruins. We're talking about millions of people either dead, maimed, or displaced. And it's ongoing. Now they're starting on Russia. See, Ukraine is being sacrificed. I mean, it's a basket case. And it's all to stop the rise of Russia. We were going to get into this anyhow, but we're...
Yeah, let's talk about Putin's statements.
Well, initially, Putin thought that Russia was now part of the West. We're part of you. We're going to get along with you. He got into the World Trade Organization. He was the G7 was expanded to the G8. Everything was fine until the United States went in, organized a coup in Kiev, threw out the elected government, put in a puppet government, essentially a Nazi government that hates Russians, and they started killing Russians, destroying Russian war monuments, threatening the Russian populations in eastern and southern Ukraine. And Putin realized that the Americans would use Ukraine to grab the Soviet naval base in Crimea, the only warm water port. And so he said, holy smoke, they're after us. And so he has been gradually catching on that this wasn't some kind of mistake that got away from the Americans, that this was an intention, and that the United States intends to turn Russia into a vassal state, just like everybody else. And he realizes that that's not going to happen. And so he keeps issuing warnings. They get stronger, and they get stronger, and they get stronger. And he's relying, I think perhaps mistakenly, but maybe not, he's relying on the main European powers, such as Germany and France, to realize that their populations, their life, their existence, is being threatened by Washington by pushing them into a conflict situation with Russia. And so he's relying on the French and the Germans to simply leave NATO or put their foot down or start blocking the American aggression against Russia. It's very difficult for Washington to carry this on without the complicity of Europe.
Well, the Germans lost 21 million people in World War II. That was just 65, 70 years ago. The Russians lost that same amount. You'd think it'd be fresh in their minds not to have a war with Russia.
Well, I think it is. I think that's not what... a few of their crazy generals. But other than that, the population is totally against this, you know, and many of the members of the German parliament, the former chancellors and political leaders have all come out telling Merkel, you really got to stop being Washington's puppet. We can't take these kinds of risks. It's not in the interest of Germany or Europe.
You think they're blackmailing Merkel?
Oh, sure. Of course they are. But there's no, you know, would you let somebody blackmail you if the consequence was going to be the destruction of life on Earth?
No.
But, no. I think that she's just slow on the uptake. She's not, it's not like she's some kind of genius. And so many people are inculcated into the American myth that we are the white hats and the salt of the earth and the exceptional and the indispensable and the good guys and blah, blah, blah. It takes them a while to see the reality. And we did see that Merkel and Hollande went to Russia to negotiate with Putin an end of the Ukraine crisis. And they did that over Washington's objection. And you see every day that Washington is doing everything it possibly can to upset the agreement that Merkel and Hollande...
But you're saying overall things are going in a little bit better direction now. Correct me if I'm wrong. We come back from break in the final segment. Then I want to ask you about the latest policy announcements out of the Federal Reserve on interest rates and just your brief take on the current climate, the economy. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, paulcraigroberts.org. This is an amazing website. Stay
with us. Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The clean and green sale continues at Guns80.com. My buddy Mark is rolling in clover since Guns80.com announced his clean and green sale. He used his leprechaun-like magical powers to get Guns80.com to offer us a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Now, for a limited time, when you order an AR-15 rifle kit, Guns80.com will toss in a cleaning kit and a tactical bipod pistol grip free, all for the low, low price of $449.95. Go to Guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS80.
Attention Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-562-5136. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-562-5136. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-562-5136.
In communities of this kind, despotism stands a good chance.
The nine most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Okay, Miss Youth, well, we're going to do everything we can to help you.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
PaulCraigRoberts.org. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I can just tell you, not being dramatic, there's a lot of stuff being done by behind the scenes to mess with us, to shut us down. It's only intensifying our efforts. Thanks to your prayers and support out there. They really mess with a lot of folks. You need to understand, we really do have a tyranny. But you can't be scared of it and then think that cowering will make it all go away. Getting in its face will bring it down. And a lot of people in government are upset about what's happening. We had William Binney here in studio the other day, former director, technical director of the NSA. He says most people he talks to in government are totally freaked out and awake. So I don't see how long this can go. Dr. Roberts, finishing up on the state of the economy, the Federal Reserve's announcements, and just your gut feeling about, are things starting to turn a little bit, or are we still in really bad trouble?
We're in really bad trouble. But first, Alex, let me finish up our prior conversation.
Yes.
I don't want to leave it on an optimistic foot. What's happening right now is the United States is busy at work causing either coups or color revolutions in Armenia, Kyrgyzstan, and Uzbekistan. So, and they're renewing the conflict in Ukraine. Washington's doing everything it can to destroy the agreement that was achieved in Minsk. So soon Russia is going to have four Ukraines. They're going to have it back in Ukraine, and they're going to have it in three countries along their underbelly border with Asia. Recently, Victoria Nuland was sent to Armenia to put in motion the color revolution there. They have pulled out of retirement a notorious color revolution agent and sent him to Kyrgyzstan to destabilize that country. And they've got another one of those terrible people in Uzbekistan.
And let's be clear, they then put people like Joe Biden's son over multi-billion dollar infrastructures, gas facilities and things to milk them. So it's a classical mafia tactic. They're not liberating these countries. They're coming in to destabilize them and steal Russian-funded infrastructure.
Well, they're going to do that, but the main purpose is to create instability for Russia in order that Russia cannot rise as a power that can check American purposes. So if Russia's got four Ukraines on its border, it's completely used up, and it's no longer in America's way. And also, the trouble they're causing in Uzbekistan, this can spill over into China.
Ah.
And so they can simultaneously cause trouble for Russia, for China, to get splits between Russia and China on how to deal with the issue because their interests differ somewhat in that part of the world. And so this is a very clever policy at destabilizing the other two rising powers. And I think it's going to lead to a major war. Now, that said, we can turn to the Fed. What the Fed has done, first of all, the Fed is no longer an independent agency managing the economic policy in behalf of the country. They are a special interest group that represents four or five major banks. Banks that deregulation, that free market deregulation, that get too big to fail. And so the entirety of American economic policy since 2008 has had one single purpose, and that's to keep four big banks afloat. In order to keep those big banks afloat, they had to create trillions of new money in order to purchase the worthless assets that the banks...
Sure, Doctor, do five more minutes with us in overdrive and put bookends on this because it's so important. And then I want to go back in a minute or so and talk about this big war you're warning about. I'll be back Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m., folks. Be sure and be there. Back in 60 seconds, folks.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sold out for weeks through the difficult and extensive proprietary process behind its creation, the exclusive InfoWars Life Secret 12 formulation is now back in stock. This ultra-clean vitamin B12 nutraceutical has been carefully crafted and developed over the last 2 years and is based on cellular science of how your body actively absorbs essential nutrients. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical-grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin, the most bioactive form that has been created with our proprietary process. Secret 12 is taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Supplies of Secret 12 are very limited. Secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.